Welcome to Wisdom for the Day, the podcast where we unpack the timeless wisdom of the Book of Proverbs, one bite-sized nugget at a time. Join us daily as we journey through this ancient treasure trove of insight, offering practical wisdom for modern living. Get ready to start your day with clarity, purpose, and a deeper understanding of life's greatest lessons. This is Wisdom for the Day, your daily dose of Proverbs wisdom. Today is day 103. We're in the 10th chapter of the book of Proverbs, verses 23 and 24, from the New Living Translation. Doing wrong is fun for a fool, but living wisely brings pleasure to the sensible. The fears of the wicked will be fulfilled. The hopes of the godly will be granted. In this verse 23, Solomon asks us what we love. A wise person loves wisdom. We might think that wisdom is good. This is not enough. We might think that wisdom is powerful. Many people think these things, and some of them are fools. You believe in one God. This is not enough. Even the devils believe in one God, and they're afraid of him. James 2:19. We should love wisdom, and we should love God. In verse 24, if you desire the right things, then God will give them to you. If you desire wisdom, then God will give wisdom to you. In the same way, a wicked person will suffer the troubles that worry him. He's afraid of death and hell. His wicked behavior will bring him death and hell. He will lose everything. Who's considered a fool by Proverbs? A fool is someone who mocks God's scriptures, who disobeys God's commandments, and who rebels against God's authority, or who doesn't even believe in God. Whatever pleasure a fool does is therefore wicked. But if a person has understanding of how and why God created the world and all the humans, that person will naturally love God's wisdom. Wicked people have only their own resources to try to succeed in this world. It isn't surprising when confronted with the the vastness of creation. Wicked people are overwhelmed by their fears. Righteous people understand their Creator's love for them, so it's natural that righteous people's desires are granted to them. Let me ask you, how fearful are you? Are there times when your fears almost overwhelm you? What can you do? Well, that's all for today, but I'll be back tomorrow with some more of Solomon's wise teaching. For free Wisdom of the Day merch, head to buymeacoffee.com/renewed mindsets and consider becoming a community member. If you liked this show, please tell someone about it and share it with them. The executive producer of Wisdom for the Day is Yelena McClellan. Intro music by Weston McCurry. Until tomorrow, I'm Rick. I love you. See ya.